Welcome to the Wealth Equation Podcast with me, Wealth Ninja Kristen Wunsch. If you want to be wealthy, but money feels like physics and the thought of making a budget makes you want to die, stick around. Here, we break it all down super simply. We demystify wealth so you run your money instead of your money running you. We're here to ditch the hustle, earn more, hold more, and grow more simply. We're coming in hot with practical teachings, deep mindset shifts, and the perfect amount of woo-woo so that you become the kind of woman who creates wealth with ease. Money is a dance party if you let it be. You were born for wealth, and by pressing play, your up-level begins. Hey there, beauties. Welcome back. I'm really excited to drop in with you today. I am finally back from Mexico. I made it back in one piece, which was no small feat. And I've had a lot of changes in my life in the last couple of weeks, which feels really exciting and a little bit scary. And First of all, I'm a dog mom now. I got a gorgeous little Yorkie. Her name is Frijole Bean. And she has been keeping me very busy. It's just beautiful to have a little nugget in my life. And I haven't had a dog in a while. It's just been so, so wild. I also moved into a new house, which literally I've been manifesting for over a year. Two of the things I really desired for my space in my home were a gorgeous view, an ocean view, and a bathtub, which is kind of hard to find. And so a lot of intention and energy was put into this, and just, you know, really being surrounded by incredible, incredible community. And so I'm so happy about this. And also, it's a lot of changes all at once. So those are some life updates from me. And today I really want to talk to you about something that I'm so passionate about, which is pricing, discounting, and what value really means. So when you think about your ability to earn more, this is one of the most important concepts that you can really understand and nail. And this actually was inspired by a conversation I had with a girlfriend of mine, a really good friend, who were chatting last night about pricing. And she is a talented breathwork facilitator and is looking, you know, like we all do, at what is her next level of pricing, you know, the next offer that she has, and what does that look like? And, you know, one of the questions that she asked me was, you know, what do I think the value of her sessions are? You know, and we were talking about how many hours she puts in, how long it takes her to prep. And, you know, she has lots of experience. And when you think about the number of hours that you're putting into something, there's nothing wrong with thinking about setting your rates to compensate you for that time. It's important, right? But it also, when you tie your compensation to the number of hours you put in, it also means that you have to work more hours to make more money. And even, you know, if you think about increasing your hourly rate, there's going to be a limit to that. You know, if you want to be running $1 million business and say you're working a 40-hour week, which is 2,000 hours a year, and maybe half of those you can charge for, the rest you're not doing client facing work, right? So say you'd have to charge $1,000 an hour, which isn't totally out of the question. But if you wanted to make more than that, say you wanted to take your business to 5 million a year, all of a sudden now you have to be charging $5,000 an hour. And so there is a limit to the amount that you can really charge per hour before clients aren't really willing to pay it anymore. And also, you, again, like I said, you don't want to be tying your compensation to having to work more hours to make more money. So this is an important piece of it when you think about value. Now, when you think about setting rates for something, you know, setting the pricing of an offer or setting your rates when you charge clients, I want you to think about what is value actually. Now, people think that there is a certain logical or reasonable value of certain things, but there's actually no absolute value of anything. And this is important to understand because when you recognize that, you can see where your pricing gets to come from. So if you're asking yourself, you know, what you're worth or what your work is worth, you're really asking the wrong question. If you're thinking, what should I charge for my new program, or what should my hourly rate be, or how can I raise my rates? How much can I raise my rates by? You know, is it 10%? Is it 20%? You're really thinking about it in a backward way. You're focused on you or what you want to charge. And that's not your fault. When we come from a corporate background, like, we're really taught that the value is attached to the number of hours that you might be working, right? But it's not. The value isn't connected to the number of hours you work, the number of video modules in your program, how much time it took you to knit your zebra sweater, or the cost of your materials, or how many employees you have, or your degree, or even how many years of experience you have. The value of your work is a function of the value your customer believes it to be for them. I'm going to say that again. The value of your work is a function of the value your customer believes it to be for them. Perceived value is what really matters. And it's important to get into their mind and out of yours. There's a really important piece of this where, you know, think about, for example, if you make baby blankets, like the world's softest, lush, plush baby blankets, you know, a wealthy new mom is going to have a much higher value on that baby blanket. She might be willing to pay, I don't know, $300 or $500 for a baby blanket that's like going to keep her child safe and cozy and healthy, versus a university student whose biggest priority is pizza toppings, right? And so it's not about the absolute value of your baby blanket or that there is one at all. It's about the perceived value of who you're trying to, you know, present this to and who you're trying to attract. So when you spend time adding things to your offer, doing things in your business that don't actually improve your client's results or the perceived value to them, you're wasting your time. You need to be thinking about the things that really matter to them. Most of what you're trying to add or increase is not increasing the value or the perceived value to your client. You know, filming pretty videos, or your fourth certification, or paying for a high-end website design. These are all things. They're not bad, right? But you might be doing things that look good, or make you feel better, or make you feel more confident, but they're not actually increasing the value to your client, and thus are not the most useful use of your time. For example, women join my Women's Money Mastery program to learn how to earn more money and to know exactly what to do with their money when they make it so that it's growing for them. They want results, more money with less effort. There are over 50 modules of video training inside, but people don't want more videos. My best clients want to make more money in less time. They want to watch fewer videos. I've added and removed modules over time, not with the intention to add more videos, but with the intention of making things easier and more impactful for them to get them results more quickly. I have an MBA in finance. Nobody cares. No one has ever asked for my degree. Clients are far more concerned with how clearly I can explain the wealth formula to them so that they can understand and implement it. I've spent probably close to $300,000 on my own personal development and training. Literally none of that matters. Nobody ever asks about it. Clients care how effective I am as a coach and how I can help them make more money with more ease. And so some of that training is really valuable, but the idea that I need more training to get them better results might not necessarily be true. They care about how quickly we can hone their strategy on a call, not how many years of training it took me to get there. You're either focused on your inputs or their outputs, like their the results and benefits to your clients. And when you spend time thinking about how you can deliver more value, you don't spend time thinking about how much you need to discount to sign a client. I would much rather think about how my program could be worth way more to clients and also charge more for it than I would spend thinking about how I could make my work be less valuable for clients, because that doesn't get them the results they want either. When you believe your value comes from having the lowest price, you've missed the opportunity for you and your clients to both create more value. Your best clients are the ones that already see your work as highly valuable. Find more of them. And when you think about adding more value, think of them, not the people who don't want to pay you. Because there will always be clients, whatever you're charging, whatever you're offering, whatever you're doing in the world, there will be thousands of people who aren't interested, who don't want to pay what it is, who don't see the value at that level. And they're not important. Who is important is the people whose lives you're going to change with your products, the people who are dying to buy your next offer, the people who are really, really interested in working with you. There's another really important distinction I want to make that I don't hear anyone ever talk about. And that's the difference between the value of your work in the marketplace and your value. So people talk a lot about, I want to know what I'm worth. I really want to feel good about what I'm worth. And your worth is completely independent from the value of your work in the marketplace. So what someone is willing to pay you for your offer or for your time is completely different to your fundamental worth as a human being. You are whole, worthy, and lovable, regardless of how much people are paying for your work. They're separate. And the reason this is important to really think about is because when somebody says no to your offer or says no on a sales call, it doesn't mean anything about you. It could mean 27 other things that have nothing to do with even your work, let alone you as a human. And when we connect the two, we get in this place sometimes where we feel like if someone isn't interested in our work or someone isn't seeing the value of what we're doing, that it means there's something wrong with us, or we are inherently flawed, or we're unworthy of making money. And that's just total fucking bullshit. So when you think about the last thing around pricing is you really want to be able to back your pricing. You are always going to have people say no. And at higher rates, you might actually get more no's. Maybe not, but you have to be willing to sit with that. If you're not sold on your rate, they will never be. I want you to think about every successful business in the world or a successful entrepreneur that you maybe follow. Think about how many people are not interested in working with them. There are literally millions of people that will never buy their stuff. So you don't need everyone to say yes, and you will never get to that place. Having people say no to you is an important part of the piece, and just really understanding and grounding into the idea that you can set your rates at any level. You can price your offers or your products wherever you want them to be. And even if you had a $7 product, you would still have people that would think it's too expensive or not see the value there. And your goal with all of this is not trying to get people to say yes. It's trying to find the people that are dying to work with you and set a rate that is, you're delivering way more value than. So if you're not sold on your rates, they won't be. When I think about the value of Women's Money Mastery, there's literally nothing anyone could ever say to make me doubt the value of the program. I'm so confident in what we deliver. I'm so confident in the client results because I've seen so many of them. And I know it's worth way more than we ever charge for it. I was on a coaching call actually today, coaching a client on a sales conversation. She's a talented artist. And one of these conversations for her is worth literally tens of thousands of dollars. That's the difference. Like, it's so valuable for her to be inside this container because it could take one no and turn it into a yes and put tens of thousands back in her pocket. And that's just like one thing. Or setting up an investment portfolio literally will make you at least a million in the long run from even just $1,000 a month. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in value there. So when I'm on conversations or calls with people about the program, there's nothing that makes me doubt that because I'm so certain of it. And your clients don't need to be earning more money from their investment with you. That's not the only thing that's valuable. Value can be intangible. There are so many intangibles that are worth way more than money, right? What is the impact of them? For your clients, maybe they feel at ease in their body, maybe feeling confident in their own clothes, or being happier on a daily basis, or having a home that they love. Like, all of these things are huge. Feeling safe and secure every day. Thinking about the value for them is really, really important, and being able to back that for yourself. And when it comes to discounting is, there are so many different opinions on discounting. Are discounts good? Are discounts bad? Should you discount? And there's no right answer to this. Like, there's no right or perfect way to price anything, right? It's all subjective. To be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of discounting. And here's why. Because often it's not coming from a clean place. It's usually coming, if you think about every time you have gone to offer a discount to somebody, it's not coming from a clean thought pattern or clean beliefs on your end. It's probably coming from the belief that they won't pay your regular rates. And if you keep your regular rates, you'll lose the client, and that losing a client is a bad thing. Or, you know, the scarcity pattern of like, there's not more clients behind them that are willing and excited and pumped to pay your regular rates. Or maybe the, you know, the belief flutters in that I'm not actually worth that much. My work isn't worth that much. When you discount your rates from a space that isn't a clean decision, you're actually robbing your best clients of being resourceful and making things happen. You aren't believing in their ability to come up with the resources to invest in you, which is so important. When you believe you are in demand, this was one of the best thoughts that I learned from one of my mentors. I am in demand. It's so simple, but has literally changed my life. The one time, or one of the ways that discounting can be valuable, is if it is coming from beliefs and thoughts that are supportive for you. For example, a discount is a great opportunity for clients who have been sitting on the fence for a while and will give me an influx of cash. If that's true for you and your business, and that's actually where your decision is coming from, that might actually make sense. I want you to get clear on why are you offering the discount? And really be honest with yourself. Be really aware of all the places you might be lying to yourself about the why, because our brain wants to come up with all kinds of reasons that seem logical, but are actually just layered on top of some of the things I created for you before. The process when it comes to setting rates and finding your aligned pricing is really this: create as much value as humanly possible, and more and more and more of it. You set a rate that feels aligned, and you back that rate. And when I say that, I mean, you know, you are delivering way more than you're charging clients. And you get better and better and better at finding aligned clients, the clients that are excited to work with you, excited to pay you. You get better at communicating that value in a way that lands for them. And you get really good at doing the inner work every time you get a no, every week you don't have sales, or every launch you do that doesn't quite land the way you wanted it to. So that this flywheel, this, you know, snowball effect, creating as much value, setting rates, backing the rates, and getting better and better and better at delivering and communicating in a way that lands for your clients, that's how you get from next level to next level to next level. And I don't normally do this, but if setting rates, pricing, and creating more value is something you want support on, send me a DM on Instagram with the word pricing. The link will be in the show notes for my Instagram handle, and we can set up a call and see if my work is really going to support you to get there. Remember, in all of this, your work is insanely valuable now. There are clients who are dying to pay you now. There are people that are sitting there manifesting somebody just like you to work with or to buy from, or a product that is exactly what you're offering, that have just not discovered you yet. I want you to think about all of them when you think about setting your rates and building your business and creating more value. Have an incredible week, beauties. I love you.
It's a gift to vibe with you here every week. If you're digging the content, I would be honored if you'd leave a rating, a review, and subscribe to the show. Not just for me, but it's how women just like you find the pod. It truly is how we can all make an impact. More women being ridiculously fucking wealthy and building a life of their wildest dreams.